72 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. And filling in for Bill Mayer, we bring in Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
What are we seeing so far this morning?
Well, a little bit of a retraction in the bean market after the big run yesterday. The big news right now is wheat for this morning. Yesterday's news, the China delegation's coming into D.C. at the end of next week, led by the Commerce Department, and that's got all the traders looking for a potential settlement of the tariffs and kind of the trade war that's going on. So certainly put some excitement into the beans and gave us a nice end to the week. There's still definitely a prove-it-to-me attitude that's going on out there. But wheat, Russia is looking at limiting exports. There's some things going on there that has certainly prompted the wheat market, and that's been the leader of the run here this morning. Also, crop conditions come out next Monday. Again, the market's looking for those to slip a little bit, which should help lead a little bit of a steady tone to the markets as we head into the weekend. When we look at the numbers right now, December corn is currently trading 380 and a quarter, up a half a cent for the day. That's up 8.5 for the week. November soybeans are at 890. That is down 7 for the day, but still up 28 cents for the week, and again, the bulk of that was yesterday. December wheat, like I said, the big leader is the wheat market. Today we're up 17.5 right now at 579.5, and that's up 9 cents for the week. December soybean meal is at $334.70. That's down $2.30, but it's up over $11 for the week. December soybean oil at $28.54, up 6. That's up 13 for the week. On the livestock side, the October cattle at 109.82, that's up 55 cents, and that's up 57 for the week. September feeders at 150.85, up 72 for the day, and up $1.33 for the week. October hogs at 57.07, that's up $1.60 for the day, up almost $6 for the week. Had a nice run there in the middle of the week. September crude is at 66.23. That's up 77 for the day, but down a buck and a half for the week. The dollar is at 96.19. That's up down 34 for the day, but pretty much unchanged for the week. Over in the currencies, continuing in currencies, I should say, the nearby gold market's at 11.78.80. That's up 260 for the day. Silver's at 14.67. That is down 3 for the day. And then finally, got the Dow Jones just ticked higher, 25,565. That's up just a tad. The NASDAQ's at 77.81, down slightly. And the S&P's at 28.39, also just down slightly. And that should wrap it up for this morning in commodities.
All right, Ed, thank you very much.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
That's Ed Dunn joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of a thunderstorm at a high of 83 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 66, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 83 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 72 degrees at 9 o'clock.